Correct. Shift roof.
Okay. Now, would a shift roof have drawers as well as a place you could hang clothes up in? And would it have some drawers that you could put underclothes and things like that in, or would it just be for hanging things?
Well, some have both.
What do you call the overlapping boards on the outside of a wooden house?
We call it sidings, but...
What do you call the covered area at the front or the side of a house where some chairs might be placed? Like right now, we're sitting on the...
porch.
What do you call a small porch that doesn't have a roof?
I just go to the steps, you know what I mean, will you?
Have you ever heard that called a stoop?
Have, yes, I have heard that.
What do you call a small fenced area next to the barn where the cows are enclosed before milking?
A lot.
What do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones? Really, we don't have any rocks down here.
Well, as we can see, we don't have any.
Yeah. So these questions are for people all over the state. Yeah. So some of them are just applicable in North Georgia. What do you call a wooden thing that's open at the top and you carry water or milk in it?
A barrel or a keg.
Oh, how about one that's got a handle on it? You know, you just walk along with a...
bucket.
And would you call it something different if it was made out of metal?
They call it a bell, I believe.
What do you call the heavy iron thing that people use in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Well, it's called a couple of different things. Some of them call them a spider because of the cover on it. Some call them a frying pan.
Well, now, does a spider have tall sides on it?
It has sides. A spider really has about three legs on it.
Oh, so well, this would be one of the things you'd use out in the yard,
we
then?
We could use it out in the yard.
Okay. Legs are cover. Okay, and what else besides a spider? What's something you'd use inside on the stove?
Pots.
Okay. And what about something that's particularly for frying things in on the stove? Something that you fry chicken in or something like that?
Well, they usually call them fryers, you know, like if you get something special, they call it fried. Then don't fret, is that what you call it?
That's all right, okay. You're doing fine.
Now, what about a skillet? Would a skillet be different from a fryer?
A skillet is actually a kind of a flat pan, like a most of the old time people used to cook cornbread on, you know. Ain't that?
Pancakes.
You know, pancakes, huh?
And a fryer would have sides on it?
Yes.
What do you call a thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of that you turn the water on?
Spigot.
And would you call it something different if it was on a barrel?
Well, they call it a faucet if it's on a barrel.
And what about if it's out in the yard? If you hit your hose up too?
Well, you'd still call it a spigot if you hook your hose up to it, a faucet.
So it could be either one then, if it's out in the yard. When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what are they put into for you to carry them home?
I put them in a bag or a box, if you...
Okay. What do you call a great big bag that's made out of loosely woven cloth, and 100 pounds of chicken feet or 100 pounds of potatoes might come in it?